in the middle, sugya of sakana. So yesterday we went to the sugya of things that are kosher shikha. Today goes to the things that are kosher limud. And with kosher shikha, we have 5 or 6 cases. And you know, by kosher limud, the hamshik more on the hurry is bring down 10 or 11 cases. Now, the first question is, what's kosher shikha? What's kosher limud? What's the difference between the two? So Rashi says the difference. Rashi says, kosher limud means kosher shmoya. It's hard to hear. It's hard to understand. That means one of them is that kosher shikha, you learned, you understood, you knew. Next day you forgot, or you later, whatever you forgot. This one, kosher limud, means you can't even get it into your head. It wasn't nifnas, you didn't even get it. Now you look among the Svarim numerous times, they bring down the cases of kosher limud, and they have the nusach, you've shown the place in kosher shikha. For example, when Shimon Tzimim Beis brings down the case of here, Ksav Shagabe Akever, or the case of Stakne Mace, when Shimon is Koshal Shikho. You read him off, you want to call it Koshal Limut. Not just the Shimon, but before the Aliyah, the Primodim, the Shimar, the Prechim Kiveger, the Yerde, the Tzimim Shinai involved. The Gemot says one thing, but I heard him saying something else. What happened over here? Why are they calling it two different things? And especially they mean two different things. One is you learned and you forgot. One is you didn't get it. So the way the Kabbalah Chaim wants to answer, that kosher l'shmoya, meaning ayin shikha. The period over is that when a person learns in advance, when he learns next time, he usually builds upon that deeper and deeper. Now, once you learn the shiur from the sectors, you have 5-year cycle. You learn the sugi, you have all the tzimus and darim, both from the sectors, you have a certain havala. Next time, 5 years later, you should have a better and a deeper clarity of havala because you know the basics. You're building upon that. And you do the cycle a third time. Oh, now I really understand. Then you go to learn halacha. The same thing again. You're learning from your bed, from your gimel, atakim, mishalakim, cholakim. You learn it. But with chazara, you hopefully gain the clarity, building further. If you forget what you learned a couple weeks ago, from your bays, you have chazara in it, what happens? It doesn't nichlas, it doesn't enter. You have to start from scratch again. You're not building. So the idea of kosher shikha makes a person do things you forget. Now it's hard to understand. But if you want to get the depth of the sugyo, the clarity of the sugyo, it's usually you have to know things, you have to know the basis. It's usually with the second, third, or tenth, or 100th time over, you get it clearer, clearer, clearer to get to the top level. When you forget, you're missing the foundation over here. So the idea of really of kosher limud, part of that says the Kabbalah Chaim is come from because you forget things. If you wouldn't forget, the limud will be easier. When you forget, things are harder, takes more time, more clarity. Therefore, it's true that the Ikki Sadimura says it's not going to enter. But it's not going to enter in that level because you have the idea of Shekhovir. And again, because the Limud, again, you look at Hankinetki Sefer, Sefer Zikaran. So over there, he went through numerous cases. We mentioned most of them, but people pointed out that I left out a bunch of cases. And why? Because you realize some of them are Kosher Shekhov, some of them are Kosher Limud. The issue of Hankinetki, why might they put Kosher Limud under the secret Kosher Shekhov? Says, could you show you the person can do that? I'm just following them. As far as I'm separating the two, but the person can put the two together here. So, to go through the cases. First case one speaks out is someone who walks underneath the rope of a camel, or underneath the camel itself, it's kosher shikha. Rather, shulchan slopes it down. Nice if you don't have any camels in the van there, unless you have better ones, bring a camel to a tluba with some milk inside. Otherwise, you very rarely see a camel. A camel once in a while, you might be in a trip, you have a camel over there. Okay, don't go underneath the camel. A second case over here, to walk between the camel. Also, more saying very clear, it's kosher shikha over here. Very really the person walking between, not the practical. Again, even going on a trip, and you're one of those camel rides, usually there's one camel there. I never saw the trip on the rides to camels. A third case over here, the third or fourth case is very here. Of him, the Lach is speaking about an isha, shnakel between two men, and an ish, shnakel between two women over here. That might say, again, we're talking about the place, kingdom is places. And the Issa of Chakiyevsky, who's the danger for? He says the danger is side for the man, side for the isha. Both of them have this problem here, they should not walk one side of the other one. Now, to go through a little bit slower, I'm trying to make it very practical over here. Now, interestingly, a couple of Svarim will contrast and do some of this topic with actually pictures, so I can have one sitting, what can I do here? I'm trying to make it simple. First, this idea of walking between two nashim. There are bigger, 3 different makaris among the Gemara that's brought down by the place to discussing this idea. One is Gemara Pesachim and Daf Kufin Aleph, Omer Aleph. The Gemara brings down by 3 cases, a person should not go in between but they should not go between you. It must be cases, number one, a case of a keller, number two, a case of a dekel, a day tree, a palm tree, and number two, three, an isha. V'yesh oim v'doz matayin al even a chazer, v'yesh oim even a case of a nachosh. So we have three or five cases over here that you should not go between, or they should not go between you. Mighty content, it does happen. A problem brings down the same apostle starts with the word kel, and ends up with the word kel. Rashi gives an example, a pasuk in Balak, and that said over there, kel matibi mitzrayim, and ends off with the word paul kel. The Gemara goes on to give you another etzah, you say a pasuk with the word baloi, with the word loi, and ends off with the word loi. Rashi gives you a pasuk again in Balak, and says, it starts with a pasuk, loi ish kel, add until the word says loi kimenu. Starts with loi, ends off with loi. That's the takant over here. Say these two psukim over there. Now, the Gemara goes on further and says, what happens if you do walk in between them? Two of them are both. No, one or the other. One or the other. One discusses, depends who's between who. But Maisa, the word, the kel works on both situations, and a lawyer only works on one of them. Maisa goes up, the woman in front of it saying, what happens if he did? So the woman speaks out, Maisa, if she's an Isha Nido, so you have two people, she's between you and two on each side, one person's going to die. Someone's going to die. If she's not an Isha Nido, the two people on two sides, they lead to fighting to one another over here. Well, said, let's say the two Roshim sing on two sides of the street, and you walk in between, then the Bayam is the Sugi of Kishav. Someone says, what's the problem? Either death, or Melchama, a fight, which can argue which one's worse, and the case over here of the idea of Kishav. The Gemara says, basically, there's a Koyach of Ruach, Ruach over here, the Koyach of the Tum over here, Koyach of Lipus over here, and it's going to affect you. Different ways how it's going to affect you, depends on where the Isha is holding, what they're doing exactly over here. Now, I need to have a psukim over here. Very simple. I'll do an psukim. It says, because Hashem, you read it more slowly. Well, it's like, if you got stuck and you walked in between the Eved, then say the psukim. Well, I feel not say it. So we have one psukim here, not to walk in between Hashem, either death, or a riva, or kishim. A second psukim, the Agamon Horius, I've given all the ways, and rubbing down, Koshal Limud. And the case over here is, not you to walk between two Hashem. And the other way around, also, you should not walk between the two Hashem over here. A third Makot, being down from the Zohar, and Gilas Shuos is coming up. Over there, the Zohar says, someone who passed by two Noshim, if she's a Nida, get Nichba. Epilepsy, seizures, you fall on the floor. If she's not a Nida, that's only an Ayin Haro, maybe Gufa, maybe Moinoi. So I see you get this Nocha in over here, either epilepsy, this type of sickness over here, or you get Ayin Haro, whether you get Fadi or Nimoni over here. So basically, it's not a good idea. Whether it's Kosher Limut, whether it's a Ruach Rov here, Masbariva or Arigo, that's a good Ayin Haro over here. Now, these are the Makaris, the Gorta Halacha Maisa, so again, the question do bring it down. Whether the Sugim Psochim, they get the idea over here of Ruach Rov, that's brought down by the El Rabo, in Shechlar, some Gimel, Kiva Egin, some Kuntan Bob, the grass brings down, the Shechlar, the Maisa, they bring it down. The very clear to ask him, the Sugim Ruach Rov. Well, the Kashalim was also brought down. If you want the Arafa Shulchan being down, the Ben Shai, bringing the place being down, the Yisrael Chaim Kineski, you have both Sugis. You have two separate Sugis over here, one is Kashalim and one is the Sugis of Ruach Ra. The being down, the Chadnish, in the Sefer time to call, Chaim Kineski wrote, but Chadnish is very medakic upon it. The being down over there, someone asked him, the Maya said, it's very hard to be Zohar, you walk in the street, there's Oshim there, they're sitting, they're talking, you'll try to pass in between them, what do you want? So the Chadnish says, if it's a fire, you will also pass in between, it's a fire. It's a Ruach Ra, the Ashpot Alpha, the creep is a tomb over here, it's fire. Yeah, yeah, it's very hard, so I walk in fire. Not to walk in fire, this is fire over here. And they point out, there are a couple of Nachmanides, which one are you coming from? One simple one, figure out the Marsha, and what type of other Kaknevsky says is the current, the eats of the Psukim. Psukim are talking about the Yev, and they walk between the Ishim and the Sugi of Ruach Ra. Again, of course, the Lima, the Gemara does not give you this eats. And therefore, even the psukim will not help. But I mean, still, even when you say the psukim, you still have to have a bayah of kosher limud over here. Now, the question is, to make it practical, we have a couple of shalos to discuss. Number one is that what people are we discussing over here? I mean, of course, we come back to the men of Golem and the Noshim of Golem. What about children? Our children, they can walk between them. You have two girls on two sides. Their children, part of this Easter, they cannot walk in between, but they're Ketanim. And you cannot walk in between them. That means that Beisach gets let out, the Sangla is schmoozing, and you are stuck with all these kids around you. Do you have a Sugya here to worry about this Indian of being in between two Noshim? So it's a Mavucha among the Akhwenim, what exactly the age is. Someone say, the Chodashani, Shem Kosh, said the Gedu is
bas mitzvah, bar mitzvah. Why? The Gemara is kashim danida, nanida. The word of Gemara is not the king, the word of Gemara is the Moshim. So that means a case, someone who's already very old over here. Like a girl who met him is bar bas mitzvah. It's not saying the Issa Kosh of Yashim, he picked him up to go. Have to use someone who's going to be an Isha, so someone who's going to be a. He's a girl by 9 years old, a boy by 3 years old. The Issa Kosh is Chaim, Yashim, Chaim, Zonokot. A boy 3 years old, a boy 9 years old, a girl 3 years old. The third sheet is the Yashim, sorry, Yashim, Zonokot. What's saying someone's going to see? Someone's going to see. He doesn't have to come and eat a mama, she's going to see over here. The Issa Kosh, Sidman, Zisel, Mikkel, what I'll say to Levi Leo. He said, the words are, someone's noshim is someone who's married. Oh, but sulus until they're married, not a problem here. Sulus are not nichol get of noshim. Until you're married. At Sarah Chamishi, Kamal Shagalutsky, and Kenei Boisim, they say, it says noshim, anyone, any age, even when they're old. So what are we talking about? We have a klutz al klutzer. We have mamish one day till married, and three sheets in between over here. To Rabia, to Rehliris, or in the case over here of Bas Mitzvah. Each one onto his own question, what go do? Question of Shirchove, question Limit over here, Ruachwa, Ish Lotan. Take a step further, second question. What's discussing the Tanim? What about B'nai Beisai? You have brothers and sisters, you have your mother, you have your children. Are they part and parcel of this Indian over here? And the get to Kishiv, you hope not. And the get to the other Sugar over here. Well, some people might say Sugar, but put that to the side. Might say the get to the of Ruachwa. So the Issa question to the Gedolim, they can say, yeah, they base the same thing. The Asher, the Shadavlitsky, the Chodeshonim, the Chachmiyevsky, the Shastyosim, all saying, my soul. But you know, it's what Mechala, it doesn't have to be any different. Then end day, Noshim, the Koyach of Ruach, and I'm not Kavona, I'm doing something to you specifically, not that didn't know that. The Matthias says, you walk between two Noshim, there's a problem over here. If so, what about your wife? Is your wife the same thing over here? So again, the Issa Chachmiyevsky, she says, your wife is also an issue, yeah. The part of Pasha, the same thing over here, the same Sugya. Shadablushim, Chamdevkim, Shazerishim, the same thing over here. Maiseva Baya, they get to, whether it's your children, whether it's your parents, they get to the same thing, they get to your relatives, also they get to your wife over here. The Ruva Sefram has entering Chuva, and they get to Tamely, who has two wives, can you walk in between? Find us again, we can discuss it over here. But otherwise, Maiseva says they get to your wife. So again, so we have old Nebe Soy. Maybe the age of Talim, we're not sure what Gedev Talim is. What about the Geir to a guy walking the street? The Masham has a tshuva about it. He says, of course, it sounds that way, even in the case of a guy. My father, see, all this from my sister, I'm not going to even the guy. I mean, not after basically, I can walk the street, going past by, you're the same sugyo. So, again, so the first question is what people is the Geir to? It's the Geir to Goyim, the Geir to Nebe Soy, it's the Geir to your wife, and they'll say, even in the case of Talim. Second question. It says that we are not to pass by. The shaila is dafka when to pass by to walk through. Let's say you're standing and they're standing. For example, you're waiting a line by Makolet. You should in front of you, you should behind you. So of course, when you get to stairs, you should not be in between anyway, you should be on the side. That's why all the lines next to Sol are never straight. Right? There's always the old Makolet lines, always zigzag. Right? You're not seeing, so let's stand one behind another. But I put that to the side. The question here. What?
Behind another on an angle, also.
No, that's not really. I think when a person sees it, you have to be in between. Not between. Not between. Everyone sees you wearing, they'd be not between. So, but the shadows over here, the most is to pass by. You're standing. You're sitting. What is that? Everyone's sitting. What is that exactly? Is that Nichol category? It's a base borach. And he come over here, the tributary was fine. They go back and forth about this question. Fine, being black. I said, base borach is safer. He has 40 volumes of Zidru. Maisa, the Savior, Maisa, what's he machmer? What's he machmer? Is the Chdov, he says, Maisa, remember, it's fine with good kindness. I mean, I hear what he's saying. It's a Dover that makes sense over here, Dibre Tama. That means more than Gemara says. Sounds like he wants to be Chazer. Remember, it's fine with Chel Gimel says, about you, Michael. Or earlier, Chel Dal, he said, Maisa, Chanish is to be machmer, the base baruch here. He's Chazer to be the base baruch to be machmer. So, what happens when the one who's Michael is Chazer to the machmer, the one who's machmer is Chazer to the Michael? Not sure how the exactly works, excuse me, plays the first, second, how it works, each of them is about to pass the other person. Because then where do you stop and start? But Maisa sounds like the whole book is for Machmer, the Ishmael Chaim Kvyevki. Maisa says, Machmer, are you for example, you have to pass? I mean, you're in between one another. And then it's all nothing real. Maisa says, at the end of the day, you're in between. Asad Shani, the Ashur Mishnah says, the words are, oh, you're going to pass. I'm not passing, I'm standing here. So it's a great shiloh, what the law is, it saves the current when he brought it to Shadab Chad Yachi. He said, so he later on said, that then why is it to be machm over here? Why is it to be machm? I mean, again, that's why people want it. I'm not exactly such as this. I don't like standing in between Oshim or saying between Oshim. Kainze is, let's say, that you are passing, except they are sitting.
So you can't walk your girls to the park holding your hands?
We'll get to that also. Usually, no, we'll see why that might be less good passions. In the different cases here, you have to make looking cases. So again, here is everyone standing and you're standing also. In other case, let's say they're standing, well, they're sitting where you want to pass in between. But they're walking cases over here. Example, they're sitting in a bus, they're sitting in an airplane, they're sitting in a train, right? You want to pass in between them. Actually, I'm a chaver, his father, every time we go on the bus, these mistakes, he saw each of two sides, you make me this crazy, with sugar, and be in front of the bus. And so that wouldn't work. The wife said, America, yeah, you act a little bit old, they don't want to pass in between. And he said, it's fire, I can't pass between this fire and the air. But the wife's question here is that when the national is sitting, and you want to pass between, is there an issue over here? So my say, it's a Scheinberg and Schablitzky. And then what kind of the idea that they're sitting in the walking fields over here, my say, no problem. No Scheinberg. This is Papieski, he goes back and forth about it, because it's the same as Iskian. It's a Biashim, not that clear exactly what the idea over here is. But the question, if so, if you want to pass this thing, what does the Eitzel do? I mean, we have these cases that are not that simple. You know, we have the case of Makol, those only Machmer, case of the passing by a train or bus, can you stand in front? What's your Eitzel? So this one right now, there's a Piskei Shuvo, Kadmon, it means not save a Zichron Toyv, that says that Eitzel first hold a Makol, hold a stick in your hand, why Lichel get a Chatzitzel? Chatzitza, you hold a stick. It's not your introduction. It's Isha, you, stick, person. So the minister is having you between, and I'm between, holding a stick. So you can't hold a stick, hold a snuff box. Snuff box, find a cigarette case over here. Not have cigarettes inside. Just have to hold the case over here. So you can't do that, then hold the base over here. Fine, so it's like something in between. If you don't hold it, it's always there. That's probably tough to you. When you hold it, you'd be matching back. Right? So you definitely get it like that. The Isha, you, the Peis, and somebody else, you must shoot over here.
So
that's an example he gives. Now the question is, why doctor these three and not anything else? Meister, they ask the question to from Zalman, said, Meshav Chakmi Delichevitz. Isn't Chakmi Delichevitz, and said, also anything over here. Anything. Now again, why doctor you stick, maybe everyone had a stick in those days over there.
Or even touch us?
Yeah, too. Meister, it sounds like the swarm is no din in a makel, no din payas. Those ones say maybe there is from Zalman, the Meilel Chefshul Mitzvah. Fine, that's it, Meilel Payas over here. I'll say, if I get payas, maybe it's worse because it's when Chaim says over the case of payas, he pushes it at least seven shafka payas, a makel snuff box, yeah. Payas only shafka, right? Because it's more part of your body. It's hard. It's a Meilel Chesar in different cases. Mitzvah is a Meilel, right? But payas is a Chesar because others say another way. Depends how each sefer has its dagger, which one's better, which one's less. But then they, the makil say, then they everything. But you have daggers, which is better, which is first, which is second over here. Again, now, the example that we worked on, it says, if so, if you're sitting, if going past by someone sitting in the bus, the arm rest is down, when the armrest there, on the airplane, the armrest is always there. So it's what the person, the armrest, and you walk in between. But that's also the same arm, in case of the airplane, so you count the airplane. You can't ask him to get up, you can't stand in front of the airplane. Now you can't do the matter how you should be over here. You gotta pass by, so the armrest slices down. Now somebody asked me, let's say, oh, the armrest, I'm still there, it's not fully up.
The lady's holding a bed.
No, so again, if it's in front of her, it's not. Don't get on the side. So, it is an interesting question. Do you need an achshav area, das over here? Because someone can say, I'm walking, that's nothing. When I'm holding something, I'm being mashed, I'm not in between. Yeah, I just put them on a little ashtray over here. Tell Hashemi, some of the says, Mo gives you what are the eitzes? Mo says, the eitzes say this pasuk, that pasuk. Well, they must give you an eitzah, told something. Where are you getting the idea from? I'm guessing he doesn't say it was a current, very nice, but he's quoted the schedule, but where are you getting it from? It's far away. So those days, men have pays also. If you know the pays of those days, like, and now, like, what's going on? Maybe he's not a big payas later. But the Chadish also, they asked a question to him. He said, one of Mechitza, yeah, okay, I can't buy four Mechitza works. But I'm not in the case of Mechitza. So the Shani says, if Roy Mechitza, that also works. The Mach doesn't get a Mechitza. So most of all, the mice do bring them to eat of holding something. They asked a Chadish, he gave the holding of tzitzis. He said, well, on Shabbos, no, because you're holding it since it's by your holding your hand, that's so. Which you know, it's not that simple. Machlok gets to your Shabbos, but there is no Erev holding it. You say, I hold something, goes to the top of your bag, your body, is a problem that's over there. He said, on Shabbos, but he said, that's not his words, like, yes, Erev Shemuel Lahatir. Holding it to be the same as anywhere. Why pay it? So your tzitzis lay there, why it will be over another. But it should be the same story, same meaning. But at the end of the day, again, it's an Eitzah, when you spoke, there's a work we stand upon. Again, you should only read the Sukkah, it's very hard to understand where it clearly is coming from. Where it clearly is coming from.
Does it matter if ladies are each two of their own, or if they're talking?
Let's discuss the things you hear. Different cases over here. Yeah, actually, again, the safer, the couple saw a picture where he was talking, standing this way, that way, that. So, the luck, the case discussed. And each one you can argue the point, two sides of here. But a couple more cases. Let's say, first of all, let's say there's an issue walking the street, or there are two different sides, and you want to pass by, they're more than 4 hours apart. More than 4 hours apart. Or two different sides of the street over here. The men are shy, more than 4 hours apart, and not associated with one another. One nothing to do with another. And they have nothing to do with you. There's Hamzalfa go this way, the Yashim for the Shani. They want to say, which one go this way? There's some Chaim. So it's in between. This is how far in between they are. 4 hours, 6 hours, 7 feet, 8 feet. So nice in between. Probably even cases in between over here. In other cases, they discuss is, let's say, in the house. See, there's someone in the street, you know, in the house, especially a lot of kids, girls, five of them, mothers, sugar, seven, but they got together, sisters, you know, another couple more. And they have grandkids over here, and a bunch of them. Seven granddaughters. So my say population is crossing over here. So what is the eight in the house? So there's a shell, someone is the someone's chayim, and someone is the someone's shayser. That means one is the first chayim is on the call, and the same person is the rabbitur. It's the ball. The Israel's chayim is on the call, he says the Israel is dafka in the street, walking the street. He says walking in the street. Dafka in the derech. In the house it is no problem. The same person, it's Rabbi Chavar, he says, yes, it's very good to talk to Safa, on Tzuruach Ra. But it's Kosh L'Shichol, what's the Chilak of here? David says, you're not going to talk to Kosh L'Shichol. I mean, maybe the Isha won't have the problem in the house, because you don't get a Kosh L'Shichol, Kosh L'Shichol, Kosh L'Shichol, but you will have the issue over here, and I can't mean, the great question over here, what's the law going to get inside the house? Tzuruach Ra is much less than any Tzuruach Ra, it's very dangerous. It's like Kosh L'Shichol. They're Kosh L'Shichol, fine, it's not Hoka, correct motion, nothing is there. We do whatever we can. Now, we get to, with the common on the loose times, you go to Simchas. That's a lot of it. So it sounds like I'm saying above them, yeah. It sounds like above them. It's you're not in between. You say it's Chatzitza. Chatzitza is you're not in between. It's Isha, you, stick. So, usually when you walk, it is somewhere in front, but it's always on the side. It's never like in front. You'll walk there. Now, it's very common to see all the time is by Simchas for some reason, especially you want to get to the love, it's after a couple over there, and everyone's standing around, and somehow have women on both sides. How that happens is Yishlot. The man said, now you have to get through. What to go do? So the question is, can you walk with other men in between? Two men. So, Pukhazi, what it does is what they hold up to somebody else, and they hold hands, and not a lot of hold hands, hold a nice shirt, they walk through. Why? Sometimes it's simple. It says, an Isha, Ish and Isha. If Isha are two men in Isha, there's no in of Sakon, the Shekel there. Why? It's not even after Sukhu Chatzitza. I mean, here everyone can read. I mean, even the Chanish was Avi Chatzitza. And this was Simchak Vyashki says, which is Yetzin, and Chak Novoil that way. And not after the whole other person. This is a two between. Now, the when he's in front of you and you're on the side behind you and you're holding hands over there, holding, that's also, you're together. You're together, you're on the side by side, Mamish. You're together walking in between over there. Now, in this area of walking, there's one of them have to be a case of kfias. That means, before Richard Sandler is talking about, when you're passing, the standing, you're going in between them. So, let's say when they're walking the street and you're walking the street. So, okay, you're walking. That means two women are walking to you, walking between, vice versa, they're walking, and you want to go, they're ahead of you, two women. So, you want to pass by them because the local should not walk around the Isha. So, some Zabu says the reason why we're not in Dakhla is Mazer, to one to pass around the Isha, because when you go to the next Isha, you pass that one, there's another one in front of you. Fine, so he always, there's an age, always stuck with that woman in front of us, it's not in Dakhla, it's not that much. But actually, let's say you know the is there anything to run through to two Noshim, and could they walk and you're walking? That means in case of love is they're standing, you're going between them. But then, what can you walk? You need one of them to be Bekriyas. Someone to be sitting to being over there. So Issa, again, the other comes on the field, brought up Chaim to the Afghi, and he says, what is, if they're walking, you're walking, no problem. That means it comes out, when girls come up and send me these base shackles, and they're all going home, and you're all walking between, no problem. A lot of times they're standing there talking to each other. Some of the, then you're passing between them. Think about how old they are. Oh, hold on to your face, go by the other side, tell them to move what to go do over here. The mice, they don't want to tie them again. If they're moving, it's not a problem. Baseball says, says, to leave us close, why can't be makel on those walking the street to walk in between? I find it very cute when I walk with my wife, you know, I see some other people walking there, so I can be makel. But actually, I run up, so she sees me running up, so she runs up with me. So then I slow down, so she slows down with me, like, you know. And every time she comes, after that happens, oh, right, you don't want to be in between. So what? So I keep quiet, leave us close over there. It's funny every time. But if I, it's not, the people walking, I'm walking. Somebody has a, you should stand on the side, you got a problem, because one of the Bekriyas over there. Sounds like one's Bekriyas. At least one of that helps if one of the Bekriyas. He's fine. So you hold on to your fingers. Now, in this Sigur here, we just mentioned that in this Sigur, I'm talking fine. That's in the game to pointing to women, kids again, there's a lot of cases over here. That's because of the Sigur. In this case over here, the Gemara says about passing in between things, it says three things. I think passing in between a caleb, passing between the case of a dekel, a day tree, and the case of Isha. Vice versa, or them between you. So, was the caleb, the caleb is either saying loy loy or kel kel. On the same page over there, it brings down early on the same omelet, talking to the Nakofir Aleph. The Gemara brings down the Shlokh, which says four things are domi beroisha v'schai v'nasha. I mean, yesterday we spoke about. The Rashbi says five things are mischai benafshay dan beroishay. Someone recently, the Shulchan took the word instead of the other way around. Dan beroishay mischai benafshay. One of the cases he brings down is someone who either bein shneidikol. Same case. So let's go to these four cases here because it's really it's the same question here of walking between isha, walking between two day trees. So first, now let's go for the four cases. Three of them are not really gear, the pikitzer. One of them, the first most case over there is nifda ben dekel kaisel. A person who goes to the bathroom between, or goes to the area between the deck of the Kaisel. That means you have a day tree, you have a wall over there, and he goes in between over there. The Gemara says that's what's the case there. Domai Beroishim is Chayab and Asher. Says Rashi, why? All four of the cases is Ruach Ra. What happens? Explains Rashi. Because the Shadim, everyone knows, has no way to go where the Rabbim is. So with the Shadim on the side, and on the side, they're all the way to the next of the wall, near the deck in between that area over there. So they're up there. You're not going to Begvulay, there is just over there. And the king of Bai, you're blocking them. So therefore, there's a ruach over there. Pray from Shaitan. Says the Gemara, so there are two limitations over there. Number one, that's not the case where there's no dalavas, there is dalavas and mutter, and that Shaitan can get by. And number two is, it depends on the Shaitan have another way to go or doesn't have another way to go. It can attack that for the Shaitan, then they're not going to bother you, no problem, go to base and kiss over there, no Shaitan. Why is it interesting? This halacha is brought out by Pichonish for Osiko design. Design. I said it's very important not to go to Beis HaKisa, don't go between the date tree over here and the Kaisel. A second case over here is a case of Iver Bain Shnei between two date trees. Again, we want to not to work. Well, again, you can realize you have two reasons why not to go between a date tree or palm tree over here. The same thing, palm tree, date tree. What is the reason? Same thing, right? Palm tree, date tree, same thing. So again, we have two separate reasons. One was on the sugya of ruach ra, and that does not sound like it's a tikkunah. The second one was the idea here of by the case of isha, the tikkunah case of the pasuk. Now, what does that mean practically? So, in Eretz Yisrael, I point out numerous times it does happen. The shkuna Nachos Moshe, they had two sides of the street, two palm trees, and they asked the Israelites, "What do you do? You have two sugyas." What time of the Paiskim? The name is Sakala, Ruach Ra over here. The first, we discussed one time, that both of the chitz are around one of the dentures. Both of the chitz are come by four over there. But then, they pointed out, the Gemara of Ferment says, when it's Derek, Rab passes in between. Since we have a Rab in between, it's not just a two sides of the street, Rab in between. Therefore, it's a Chodesh Shani and a Bayan Lim Shtayim, the mice is no problem. The Gemara says, Derek Rab and mice is no issue. What? So it said Derek, which is Rab. We'll give another case over here. Then again, Rav with one of the date trees over there would not to go off Paris, and then Chaim, this is Kirelis, and Vaimlei will argue they don't give a parish the mice is good enough or not. But it could be depends on so you come from this first again more stuff on the second one. Which leads to another case that the Chazanish, when he moved to his new house on the Kol Chazanish, the name was only named afterwards. So when he moved to the house in the Kol Chazanish, so over there, in his passageway to get this house, there are a decal on one side, a decal on the side, not a Shishravim. The Mavar itself, he had two teachers, came along the Abu visits, and he visited the Chazanish and asked him, he won't go over here to go visit you, but you got these two teachers over here, it's a Kol over here, maybe a Kodesh, but who might sound like a person when he walked me? It's very dangerous, it's a good stuff over here. I added some words. But, so what he wants, the Maisa, the Chazanish ends it back, he says, true, it's a Gemara, but things that get to Gula, if there's no Kabbalah to be made to Makbid, we're not Makbid. Not Makbid. And he said over the Gemara, I'm talking over there, and that you pay, how about you, excuse, call him Azikim, Mashnogu, Nogu, Mashloi, Nogu, Loi, Nogu. There's a Kakiyaski, so yeah, I heard the same thing, Chazanish. Maisa, this man said, we're not knowing, you're not worried about the concept of going between two Nogu. Why? Because we're not knowing that way. Once your Rabbi says, we're not worried about it. When the guys call them Azikim, got rid of them over there, no problem. That was interesting. Somehow, the Ben Noshim, he comes into many that way, but the nice enough. That we kept as is, and we only spoke about all the love from the Medakrik. Ben Nikolov, no. Everything's not going to be Medakrik, a Machmer. Nice, no problem. Kazanish. And therefore, people call this out between two Nikolov. That fish there is, or the base baruch, or the shalish, my high. Somehow, we got rid of the Azikim, and then we get to base. Between to the Kalb over here, could be to get the same thing to get the Chazer or Nachash or Kelev Yishlam. The third case we want to get to Dover Oshim Beshai Benachshah, the Gemara brings down someone who borrows water. Borrowed water, he drinks it. And the Gemara over there also brings down the three limitations over there. Only the cotton borrows it, that's the shade of like the fat over there. And also the case when he borrows it in the Sadr, because no water in the Sadr. Also on the case where it's water, not the case of Sheikh Oyayin. So, Echnami, if you borrow water, a cup of borrowed water in the Sadr, be careful not to drink it. Let's say that not butterfly, but my sister is very dangerous to rock over here. Again, brought down by the Paiskim, be chodesh over here, cook design, others bring it down. The Dr. Chu does say if the water is cooked, also no problem here. If a kid borrows it in the Sadr, maybe you should be machmer. Now, what?
He gives it to you,
so
lend it to you.
It's okay. I'll show you some Mayim Shulim. You tell me.
That's how he represented
the water. The fourth case is someone pours out water into the street to pass over it. What? Again, well, it's a Chazanish. There's no problem with that. Again, the Chazanish said he heard it from the Chazanish. Now, it was fourth case of the Dhamma Rosh was Chayv and Asher, which Lachish said over, that you pour water out on the street, and it was that even your wife pours it out, and the pass through it also by a Rochra. The Gemara makes six exceptions to that rule, which does not apply. It only applies to one example, the Gemara is you have to be barefoot. So if you're barefoot in the street, when your wife pours out the water from the sponge, Echnami don't walk inside of it here, or anyone should walk inside of it. I don't think anyone else walks barefoot anymore, it's not really gay over here.
I
think
very well.
The it's not going to have other dangers. Fine. Back to Kosher Limud. Again, now the one goes on saying another case, the fifth case of here, someone goes underneath the Reyach Chash on the veil. What does that mean? So Rashi explains a person that smells is by Reyach, the Reyach of the veil. So therefore, he's going underneath the Reyach, coming inside of him. Therefore, he has a bad smell, it's Kosher Limud. And more than again, by the Orcha Shulchan and Simon Beis, Chakyas can say this kernel here, not to smell something, it has an ashpa upon you. The Sefer Shai Ruach HaKodesh, it being down in the Velo or any rare Chra, is putting in Mo'id B'Nash. And therefore, if you want the Daf al-Adaf, Likud Sefer on Hayus Gimel Beis, he points out the Kodesh HaRuach. He gets involved with ashpa on the Ruachis of a person, how a Reach can make you forget things over here, and that we know when you want to make a bracha, when you smell something, the chid to make a bracha. Chol on the shom with haluka. The mechay the Gemara brings down to make a bracha on the Reach, why can the shom enjoy it? That means the shom has a special connection, something that's more, not like in touch, but something that's more spiritual over here. And therefore, you have enough of the neshama, that's why by Bachari Shabbos, Tadola, Shom of the Seir is living over here, you smell something over here, the Kodesh of the Reach over here. Therefore, he's not explained by Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone knows the Medrash Rashi brings down that Yechevah made sure that the inside had a good smell and the outside of the table had a bad smell. He's a kid, the baby, going to the Yamsu, we send away and to make sure the inside, yeah, has Hashpah, has a factor over here. Yeshua Vatzadik, he brings down and went down to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk to bring down, went down with these Midianim who had a good smell over here. Very nice, they have a little drug there. Oh, yes, yeah, Rech has a spoiled kind of person. So I would go also, we see over here, the Yisrael Shemoy, the Rech Ra, my side has a spoiled kind of person, as Kosher Lilimut. What to do? Say, wait, go away from it. It sounds like you have to buy Riyah. Smell it. And do something of it.
But if he has a diaper, or you need to not to smell the
structure. A mother seems to love to smell, check if there's a diaper. The husband seems to have a
diaper. I like to smell it. Someone
has
like
easy. Any bad thing or just
the veil? The Sharuch HaKadosh Baruch Hu be down, ease in the veil, or you wear a
car. Actually, I don't know what tomorrow says over here.
So the question is, yeah, I can't be fine. Not. You just the case of the veil. A sixth case of rubbing down, a person who passes underneath a bridge that the water did not go under for 40 days. So the question is, we have these highways or these passageways, the overpasses, by Shamkar, Eastern Yerushalayim, by Maldafna. So maybe you have to be very tactic, not to go underneath these bridges over here that are any water went up by Maladaka, by the bridge over there, by the Kisalia, and any water went there past 40 days, no water went there, I didn't pause enough. So you can tell with the pipes
will be there.
The
bottles of water, people line up in one car.
Oh, that means it's in the water here. The water that's possibly taxes my mind, sounds like water, not like inside a bottle.
Only if it wants this, remember what it
is. Oh, so come with Shemeshka from that fish. I'm Shlomo, but I said it's strange what it means. When you had a nachal, or you had a nair, that went underneath, then it dried up, then you have a karech ruach rov, you have lost its mitel, having a river there, then you have a problem. These are overpasses, they are bridges, but not, it's not they're made for water. Now the pasha is not nichal in the category of beer, of the sakana. So when do we have a overpass or bridge that dried up? I don't know any practical case. So everyone says, yeah. So snow, would be winning and get us in Shlomo, anything you know that I have to know about, not to underneath. It's anything that you know right here that I have to know about.
I
know, but who goes underneath those trees?
The street on the
beach. And there's an Nahal there?
Yeah, there's an Nahal.
If the street, people are sitting here. The street is
over there under, and there's a
Nahal. That is a great question. The Nahal was over here with water, and the street's over here. This dries up. Effects over here? I would not say so. Because that's the little water. They have the one bridge over here, but it's two different areas. One over the other. Don't think so. The second case over here is when you eat something that's not fully cooked. So never cooked tarakai. Get put down with the place, kimaloko, kosher. So usually when you buy things from the store, it's not a problem. The question is when you're, let's put it, your kids. Your kids make things for Shabbos, make the chalas for Shabbos, and you know, and you get a chalas served by the table. And the question is, so if your wife says, I'm not cooked, yeah, you agree with her, you say, let's eat something else. But let's say your wife said, my challah's not delicious, the kid's challah's not delicious over here. And you're like, okay. So why is the mice, of course, I'll buy you some mice, you eat it, that's the mitzvah over here. And then after Shabbos, you tell you, you work so hard making challah's. No, I don't want to work so hard. Let's buy next week challah's in the store over here. Your mom is in the place where you say, just get a cup of Shabbos over here. I really care about you, and I really don't work so hard. Other things, maybe not this. It's just that my mother did. Yeah, my mother also, But each one after his own. But I say, left after, you should be machmer that hard. Now, this is an interesting question. What does it mean in the case that we have pass? For example, what's pass about kids? I have a lot of time my kids make cakes also. And they're doughy. Now what? So why is not after to eat it? But it's a nickel category. It's pass kids, I'm not sure. Now, they do ask the question that they sell now cookie dough. That's the mice that not fully cooked. That's the whole mus. So when the mus of not being fully cooked, is that fully cooked? It's made to not mean you have a lot of time things souffle. Souffle is not being right, or certain things they're not made to be done fully over here. Souffle can come into cake, but certain things are. Let's say even it's not made to be fully cooked, what is that? The Shulchan Aruch Kutzer says, it's not mean that's a tzur shemoy that's fully cooked. When you get to Shabbos, you might have a problem. Might take you raw steak and heat up, I'm not sure, or the blue steak, I think it's only also, but that's not the point. When we get to that, our secret of Sakono, for me, the blue steak is full over here, it's not a problem, right? That's how you eat it over here. Blue means red, not cooked at all. That's what blue steak is, right? It's like sushi, we're calling it blue steak. Fine. The eighth case of Yad Gemara is the idea of eating basar, eichel basar mezuma listeri. Rashi says, what does that mean? Basically, you had a special spoon over there, it was the pot that had your food inside, and you put to the side the froth or the steam with that spoon. You take out the spoon and you want to eat the basar, kosher limud. So the way Chaim explains, what does that mean? It means, before a vada is not the case of eating the basar. I mean, having basar, he's just not sure what does that mean. It means there's basar in a pot, the basar stuck to the spoon, that's kosher limud. What does it mean that spoon they took and used from the drawer to eat all the basar over there? But it's only getting the basar with this special spoon that's made to remove the froth. I think on the spoons we have in the drawer, none of them are made to remove the froth or the steam to the side. So nothing's really to get it to us. The ninth case is when a person has an amas of mind that goes to a basic forest to drink it by a kosher lily willow. Now, first they point out that if so, they have numerous pipes that go through underneath the basic forest. But she lived near her in Hanof, and Hanof knows near the mountain, you know where these pipes are coming from. So they point out that Shlomo Zalman says, when it says over here, Amas Amayim, meaning it has to be Mugula, has to be seen. Pipes from Mesh do not count, do not worry about it. No, Shalom. If someone comes out, Pashas, we have no Amas Amayim, go through the basic chorus, then it's not again that aspect. So building upon that, so it looks like it's discussing the food, the quality is to go to the basic chorus. Once we already have a Gemara that says, Amas Amayim, go through the basic chorus, then by Yahuwah Chorah. The people are discussing is dark water or other makom over here. Why? Varaya, we know basic chorus has ruach ra. We know the meat taks mita has ruach ra, and oichel taks mita is bayav ruach ra. We know also that the hands in the morning is ruach ra, and when you touch food in the morning, you can't do that to food mice unless you wash off 3 times. Like bayav, so she ruach ra affects your food. Basic chorus has ruach ra, and the amas amayim is a problem. So maybe all food in the basic chorus is a problem. So again, where's the makor for that? It's very clear. The moina chushim mipiapriyas. There's no makor for it. However, they point. They ask questions different than the Chaim Kinyevsky and Rabbi Yosef and Chaim Levi. They point out the moina was for chushim mipiapriyas. So Chaim said, "Lachachila, don't bring food the basic course." However, but Yevin, no one asked it. Can't really. Taksa bito. That's the Gemara. And yet, because the question said, "Yevin's water." This has no makor. It's the moina. But Yevin had no problem. The Chaim said that also, even Hachila, to cleave Petarachli, come back, Samita says it wouldn't help. But here, for the Moinam, cleave Petarachli, the Mice of the Seder. I mean, numerous times you go to basic forest, you have food. Petarachli is in the bag, and in the bag is food inside something. So cleave Petarachli, even Hachila, you can. Now, to eat there, that's a locha, and the Ramob is out in your day, to eat there, you can't. Either it's a sugar of Kalas Roish. Or Rashi and Brach is the Mishnah, the beginning of the second paragraph, comes down in front of the mace, it sounds to give loy to the Rosh, like the mace can't eat the design to him. So you have two problems of eating it. One in front of the mace, per se, loy to the Rosh, and the basic was as Kalas Rosh. Therefore, the Alfie Yosef says, somehow the Sarab always bring food to the basic chorus, he always sees parties going on there. He says, you have Bayah, Loch Shkod Arkhama says he can't do that. So make sure it's Dalam's way, make Mechitza, have it away from the place. I mean, the Sfad have always there. Thing over there, it's not in the basic course of Mamish from next to the farm. They have it on the side. Right? That's fine. That's not. That's a chitza. Just like you can learn the basic course, you can learn the side. So you kill them also on the side. You also, they have their suitors on the side over there. Again, that's cover for the mace.
There's a wall.
No, so that's mechitza. That's no problem. But again, that's been said eating there. That's a separate thing. Again, Kalas Rosh, something like a loy Rosh. The mice are bringing it there. Again, the moin am is didactic. As far as he, every time he discusses, says, the chila to be machmer, why? Because kaka. The mice, at the end of the day, we don't ask him in the heaven, and are absolutely with any tziruf, even look at chila corpus and can't be makel. So again, there's the one question on the bracha, but that's the side of the bracha outside the basic bars. People are very hot, and if you don't drink, of course, that's loy the rush, if it's healthy for you, it should not be, then the course.
What about a water fountain in the basic forest?
No water fountain in the basic forest. No, the other side, the outside, through the wall.
No, those are the mason outside.
That's outside.
You can't say
tail
them? Yeah. After the
cavern. Oh, you want me to quote Mishmur and Sibylline that says, not allowed to? Mishmur says, not allowed to.
What?
Since they
want me to tell them, is what I've seen. Say it?
Yes. Which one? Which one?
Go to the
yard side of it. Which one? Where's you? Do you have smichas? You know?
I this is a funny story. My gave out smicha to get sign. So we went with the Rosh Yeshiva, we asked him the sign. So he said, I don't have smicha. So my father said, join the Chabura. Yeah, he laughed also. maybe tell Rosh Yeshiva to join the Chabura. Talk about it.
He wasn't by himself.
Yeah, so the heaven they're coming from, and he's saying to him, we'll cover the maze. The whole issue is because it's Loi V'Rosh. We're doing it, we'll cover the maze, so it's not Loi V'Rosh, it's for him, we'll cover for him. However, that's the terrorist on the Gesher Chayim, or the Chayim they want to defend, the second answer. The wisdom of Muslims say, what's the answer? What's the answer? What the Mishwa? Mishwa Simnai says, don't even say Kaddish by the Gesher.
So the revving off the Gesher says Quran?
I think first. But the technique over here is brought down that the Mustakas, the Amaze, also culturally moved. Also, problem again brought down the Pirkodos and Beis, Pirkodos, Mishabur, the Archashok, the Vidans, the Beis, and Vidans, this come over here, the Stak of the Amaze is culturally moved here, with Mishabur is culturally shifted. Now, this is Kavineski, also Noshim came with Mustakas, again, Ruchaim says, Noshim, culturally moved water, no problem. As we spoke about yesterday, the Chiv is not going to put upon men, and hopefully the Isser, you should want to go on men. Women, mice, is no problem. Boys, now sometimes it's served to look, so let's say they put the served aside. Looking at the Chayim, which is a stackle, to steer, to take in, to acquire, it's not weird, but among mice, is not a problem. Boys, the Isser, for the Shani, some of their pictures, you know, this is not going to put upon a person per se, not put upon the case of pictures over here. The 11th case, what we have lost in Yishayim, is not to be the Isis at the top of the cave over here. Again, this is the case that Mishmur example without the word of the Yishayim. Being a local Isis in place, the person is not to be the Isis of the cave over there, the Archashulchan, the Kishnar, the Kivagim, the Gomel, the Rabbah, the being done this case over here, not to be the Isis. Now, Maisa, you go to the forest. So, two questions. Why are people putting words there? Great question. The second thing is, when you go to the basic forest, what's everyone doing? Yeah, what are we? That's what they're doing. But this person is, that person is over here. Right, you can question kids, say, tell them, what are you doing? What are you reading? I see it's over here. So Elman, you tell me, no, I'm not taking my mouth, I'm saying with my eyes. I'm only with my eyes. Maisa, come with swarm, and Elman says, there's no heter with your eyes. Hamdiyatsky says, for instance, no heter over there. The Katan of Abdiya, the top of Chokmo. I did not find one statement that says heter with the eyes. So it's not the obvious question, is what are we doing? Why the Isis? So when you look at the Kairos, the swarming down, the Isis, Dafka, with the Isis that are being boiled, sticking out. The Isis that are Shakur, that are engraved, is not a problem. Mice in the farm go always engraved. Always engraved by the Shemitar Mitzvah people. Always engraved aware. And the other Kishon Aruch is down, the Mikdash swarming down, that's engraved. Now, God is engraved and have, I think, the ink inside of it. I think it's still little yet being engraved over. After you just engraved, that's it. Mice, no problem. Again, as far as I see, the earliest source of Kishon Aruch went down by, again, after this idea. Mice, it's interesting. What happened before the Kishon Aruch? Maybe they knew it's engraved. Something called the Buzz and Isser, Chaim the Is, what's the law? What's not engraved and not being Buzz in between? Is the Isser, that Isser was being boiled, and the Hetzer went, or the Isser went, or the Hetzer would be engraved over here. My son, Chaim, we have been down the Yishim Oymits. The Yishim Oymits says, being down, that seems to be a Kabbalah back at Moinim, that if a person put a rack on Matsevo, it takes care of the Bayah, pushing the real Isis over here. A rack. My son says, together with the idea over here that's engraved over here, therefore, together, number one is engraved, and you put a rack on top of it. And they're putting a rack on top of it, you go to bits, of course, every all the form have racks on top of it. That's really the Elgabas and the Rish Chav Dalet says, why it's covered a mace? To show that the mice you're here, it's covered a mace. So, could be enough of a reason that you put a rack on top, and when you read it, now you can ask me a question, if I read 10 of them, I put a rack every single one, maybe, we'll learn later. The mice are, or could say, stop, it's engraved over here. The mice said, make this one go, they head to the grave. Boy, you have nochets here, for having example, you have to have a rack on top of it. Maisa, a caver of a guy is a good question. I think they discussed we have a caver of a caver shem term, it's not engraved. You have a message at the same as you should not read it. Caver of a guy, the Maisa is Kakliaski, says very clearly, Tzarechian. So the guy in that car, if someone is not the shem term, it's just Maisa, it's not engraved, you shouldn't read it, Kakami is Kosh Shik over here. However, if you do read it, what's the tikkun? So this El Rabbi Rish Chantal says, you say Avarabo. Somehow Avarabo is a sack that's in over here. The love of Torah, Kiregi, when he's not that way, the Kishonor, when he's not that way, you say Avarabo.
Now the issue of Khan Kiyevki is the Abu Rabba taking all kosher limud. He loved the Torah all kosher limud, not being after this. See, he said he's not clear, but somehow Rabbi Lurie said it is clear to him. And the Mishnah is only brought down on this case. Over here at Dapping, like Sam, as a part of the cave over here, it's brought down by their friend. Over here, there's the Eitzah, but all else in the Mishnah is no Eitzah.
Say with the Brach and the Emerald.
He says, Abu Rabba told the Yachet Chobi Abba. Till there, let me start.
What about the paper before you put on the table?
That's not the Masebah. Now, once we have these 10, 11 cases, come along from the Mignan, there's another case where also Kosher Limud. There's a possible by Leishchol, the Chaisel, who left Mitzrayim, and Perkut Af, Mamidba, Mignan. Remember, we had Mitzrayim, we had a fish over there. Also, we have Keshurim, the Avatichim, the Chatzir, but Solomon, Shuman, Shuman. Remember that we had things over here, Mitzrayim, that now with the Mignan we don't have. What does that mean? So the Sikta is Zutroso, the Yaakov Vein says the mon tastes like everything except for these five things over here. The mon does not taste like kishur, zucchini, or squash, as it does not taste like avatichim, what's called right now watermelon, does not taste like a case of chatzir, not sure what that is, or a case of betzal, or shum, or a case of onnagal. Don't taste that way. David Kleisel complained about it. So says Sikta is Zutroso, the Yaakov Vein, so why didn't it taste that way? It tastes like everything. And not these five things. Why? Because kosher the Talmud. Kosher limud. Therefore, it can't be something itself. But if it tastes that way, we'll have that spot of kosher limud. So we're for noch azach, that's kosher limud. Very didactic not to be the easiest on top of a cab over here, not to go underneath the bridge. That's number one over there. So what happened over here? Why are we eating these things over here? So let's go through the different things. So first, we say it's corn, not bring it down. The first Madura, the second Madura, the third Madura, the fourth Madura, it's so severe, it's nice to put it in. And it's fine, see, so remember the fourth Madura, I found this Yad Ruveni, this particular Zatrosa, it says over here that a person has to be very didactic about these things. Are kosher Talmud? If so, what? So first, the question is obviously how are we eating these things over here? So first, to eat the case of Kishua, people say, who is the zucchini, right? The squash. Or the case of Avatichim, the case of watermelon. So the concept of the Kishua and the Avatichim, the Chazal has not what we have today. It's a different thing. So what is the Avatich? So maybe it's a melon, right? He's not sure. I see a bunch of people getting involved with Avatich of Chazal and Kishua and Chazal is not what we have. But it takes care of two of them. What's Chatzir? Don't know, so it takes care of three of them. So how left with garlic and onion? That one Maisa, you have. So what's happening over here? What's going on over here? So first of all, in the Sefer Eladal Amos Lalocho, the big down of Chaim eat these things. In the north, the whole back. If you put the fourth Maduro, fine, the Maisa here. So Aleph, Chaim ate it. Right. The second thing is, Maisa the Malbim already, and in the Sefer Eretz Chaim, the Kamelman says that's true that the Sefer Piska Zutro, the Akravedi says it's Koshla Talmud. We'll get to another reason why, what Rashi said, the Chumash, Rashi said, the Kamad Yumo, why it did not taste like these things. They said that's kosher Talmud. Before we have a second reason why, and therefore the mom ends off in lochus kolchav. Don't worry about it. Number three, they point out that Chaim says the issue is to eat a lot. But what do you have? A little bit of garlic, a little bit of onions. We don't eat onion. We don't eat garlic over here. So eat watermelon. Mom, that's our one. That one. Two different things over here. So far, so we have these reason why I said not to worry about it. It's an absolute kosher limud. Let's go now with what it does say. We get to. Well, Rashi means down the Chumash and Balos on the Pasuk over there. Well, Rashi means down the Sugya Numa and Dav Ein Hei. Rashi says, according to Sefri, the reason why a person, the mon, does not taste these things is kosher to Mubaris and Menekes. Noshim, or nursing, Noshim, more pregnant over here, these five things might sound dangerous to them. Therefore, the mon does not taste this way. Now, this is the obvious question. So, if so, fine. We can eat it. But if your wife is Menekes and Mubaris, how in the world are they eating it? This question can't be asked. It's a very simple tzarechian. Very question over here. My son is in the house of the chasnish over here. Will they be doctor? He says, well, Shemati, you don't know. So again, I can tell your wife not to eat garlic, onions. Well, let's think about this. Kosher limud is not to get them anyway. My son is dangerous to them. Maybe Shana Teva, keep quiet. It's healthier for you to keep quiet. But it's my son, so. Chayach, call you them. Don't say anything. Let's just mind them. Let me eat you. What? Every time we read Rashi and Chumash, it's a question of the best. What happened? The Mishnah did not bring it down. One thing to solve by being passing between two noshim, yeah, we said three makoros is not passed between two noshim. One makor we set out to mahsach to be aleph. Second makor is set out to be hayus and kosher limud. And third thing called the zayar al snichba epilepsy. So what's going to do is to go on the sakana. What does Chazal say is going to cause the sakana of nichba of epilepsy? So I see there are six times brought down by the poskim the sakana of nichba. So first, what is nichba? Rashi writes in Shabbos that's of aleph. It's a chaylach adam leifel. You have seizures and you fall down to the ground. Epilepsy. There's a shuv about it. It's an avadis kroch nevesh. Right? Epilepsy is kroch nevesh. That's all down there. Kroch nevesh over here. So now we want to be very careful and not to do things that create nechpa, epilepsy over here. Also, even today, I checked my friend yesterday, not a clear what exactly causes it, something we do know, not that we don't know, but it comes from. So you have adam medakot, as I'll say, to make sure you don't get any nechpa over here. First case, we have more stuff on that with your bay. It says, Thomas Mishamish because of the RNR. Attachment for RNR, have a bun nichbe. You can have children that have epilepsy. Brought down a loch by the Machaber. It's simply Shrem and Sifu Alef. Not attachment for RNR. A second case, the more also on the upside that with your bay. Thomas Mishamish Tosse with the child's on the bed, when the child's sleeping on the bed, that child will get nichbe over here, get epilepsy. Again, brought down a Machaber. Rishman said, "Tezayin over there." The third case: someone comes down the base of Kisei and then a tashmish with less than shear chetzi mil. His children would have nichbun, have epilepsy. Again, brought down by the police, the mishmura, and simply Rishman over there. That wasn't mean chetzi mil. Chetzi mil depends what a mil is. We make a pascal mil is 18 minutes. Therefore, chetzi mil means 9 minutes. That means you come out the sheretim, if you're not a tashmish, you have to wait 9 minutes over there. Otherwise, the words of the Gemara Gittin said, "Over the Ayin, shade the base of Kisa, Malavo, come part of you, and cause kids to have epilepsy over here." So don't do that. Wait 9 minutes. The fourth case is our second Zoya. Zoya that said over here, the person married to Tunoshim, case of Nechba. That's four cases. Just want to do them. The kids are focused on two cases over here. One practical, one not so practical. There's a sigil, again, the more something that could be that says a person should not stand forward in front of a ner, otherwise, nichbo. Again, epilepsy. The derech et rabo, the bishop examined, if you stand in front of an or a ner, or a levono, dumb and berishon. Back to the Yishim Reichoi, and then the Shlokish, dumb and berishon. Oh, that's again, that's the question. Question, how can you take a shower? Right, that's a shower. Some people may be a machma, right? That's a how do you want to take a shower here? So I said first, is it brought down a loch l'maisa or not? So in Arachayim Simon Ayin Reishay, Hilchos Shabbos over there, it's brought down by the Mishabura, by the grass, by the Rab, the place can be down this sugya over here. They cannot stand in front of a ner or over here. Why they bring it down for? What does it do with Hilchos Shabbos? Because there's a mob over there, the mob brings down. The meaning is to cover children and not to change them in front of the ner of Shabbos. To change children from their Shabbos, or the Sfarim say, away from the Sfarim, and they see the Mokhmer over there, it's a bazillion for their Shabbos, it's a bazillion for the Sfarim, and therefore we make sure to change it, we do not change our children from the their Shabbos. Those who have to, they turn the kid all the way around, they drive black to the body, we should not do it from the their Shabbos. They get involved with, let's say, a lift of electricity from their Shabbos, so then they, I'll be mocked over here, I'll lift the nearest electricity. It's not a great question. Well, the Maisim, with us bazillion, the Maisim should not do from their Shabbos over here. In fact, the all that Chayinim, the Taisha Shabbos, and the Mishmur, the Eli Rabbah, the Poiskim, Peri Shabbos, ask, why discussing a child should not be Oriah? It's also a bazillion of the Nair. Actually, the child from the Nair. And the Maisim, we have a fortune moral, Kofi Meis, and Sachman says, the person is over there, from the Nair, Lochaz Nichbo, Sakhona, Koch Nefesh over here. So you want about changing a child in front of Ner Shabbos Bazayin, Koch Nefesh, the Drish of Koch Nefesh over here. So one teretz, the Taitz of Shabbos wants to answer, to a Shaima Taina, Nishtana Tevel. Nichbo did not negate the Sigil here, Nishtana Tevel. The Chen Meis can raise it. Nishtana Tevel, this line of Nichbo, yet the idea of being Mishamish on a meet of a child, Mishamish, that's what we'll put on the Mechaber. That's not Nishtana Tevel. One line he was Mishtana Teva, not Mishtana Teva. Right? The other one is all brought down by Mechaber. This one's not. So far, the Mishnah is very hard. Come on, Mishnah, we've done Eli Rabba, Yish Lechalik. Sakon is only negated to a Godel, not to a Kotel. Sakoto, not Sakon Nechbo. When you're changing in front of only us bezayin of ner Shabbos. So this far, therefore, it's not a kotel no bayav a gadol or meis the problem. Another teretz. What? No. No, no, in that case specifically, if you want to say, because you have a cotton on the bed, you use it on the when the cotton's on the bed. But he doesn't say, here it just says, standing on the there or. Now, I think with the doctor went in the Gemara, they say, it's makhalar and shask, it says, oimit, he's standing. Become a kid who can't stand, right? Maybe, change your kid's diaper, maybe kids who can't stand. With the oimit, stand. I'm not, they say, it's chim mash for Gemara. Makhalar always mash for the Gemara. That's the Mishmur of the Eliyahu. The Torah Shabbat says, Yishal Chalik is completely oram. In most cases, even if they are there, aren't, we're nothing. In the case of changing the child, the chas the ketana wear, not be orim, he didn't the mokum of the Arab. That means he can be wearing his shirt on, right? So, there, so the nichba is only when you're completely orim. Mashiach, when you have your shirt on, that's again the zayin of against the neighbors over here on Shabbos. Now, let's try to make it practical over here. Question again, how do you take a shower over here? Different questions. First, you have in there about shishas. That means you have a candle inside a lantern. Is that a problem? That means very common with Dr. Shuvah and says a candle inside a lantern is not a problem. Why? It's katzitzel. You have a candle, you have a lantern. That's not oimus ne'er, all by a nechba. Building upon that, you have a light bulb and a glass around it. So when you have, just like you have a candle inside a lantern and the glass around it, it's katzitzel, you say the same thing again to when you have a light bulb, that's glass around it. Is that also get a katzitzel? What's the avis for it, machalik? The nair stands by itself, the lamp stands by itself. And here, my see, made one entity, the way it gives off light, you need the glass, it's part of the thing itself. So, what is it? Great question. Shaman, what? LED, everything, it gives off light, you need it. No? So, you know, I think it's the gas inside.
No, not
that.
No? Just
regular. What's inside?
A lot of
LED. So, what do you glass around it?
Nothing.
Okay, so maybe it's different. I have to have the glass over here. So the first, the can. Something else, get the next question. So first, to get the glass around, also you start clarifying it, the glass around is built that way. So Shabbat Meister says it's a motor. Why? Because Meister is something around it. Or the answer of Shabbat says, what are you talking about? And it's part of it. LED again, maybe it's part of it now, I'm not sure how to look upon it. Maybe not to use the color. That's one question. Well, maybe our lights are different. The second thing is, ours is Kashmal. In worst cases, there is a candle. Is Cheshmal and the candle the same beside over here? So, Benim and Zilber and Shuman, Chalik, give more time to respond to those ways. Why not? Maybe the same Shabbat is light over here. Chan Kniewski says the same beside. Asa Sheni, the Arletzin, the Scheinberg, Shadowlisky said, what's his Nair? Nair is Nair is Nair. It's a candle. We're not talking about candles over here. Happy little Hayes, more than Ross said over here. Void, even once it's Nair, maybe then we see Dr. Fire. Right? LEDs or fluorescent, not a problem. But the Shadow Mice is Michael. Why is Chazal being so medactic? Where is it coming from? The Rokhra? What's he say behind it? So the issue from Chazal, and he says the Sayyid Shiva is that it's not sneeristic to walk about Orem, but therefore cause people the Orem causes people to mistakle, right? Walk around Orem, and I was looking, what are you walking around Orem for? Walk around over Orem. The light causes people to mistakle. And that's a tzura. Everyone walks around in the mikveh that way, not so insidious. So the Orem does not make a difference. He was there if there is light, but no light. Divin Yom Zilber, and even if I'm going to get involved with the Americans, from the Batya, the one time he slayed Shemoy, from the Yashim, the Yomer, the one time, this is not a problem because it's no so insidious. But only those one time, or the scene, and walk mikveh, this is not a problem. Sashani, Kodesh Hashem says at the end of the day, I saw Chazal say you should not be armed in front of an air. Doesn't tell you the stage why it's not a sick of sneeze. Chazal say that the problem, Maisa, the Bayah, a problem. There's no, if you need a chatzitza, I have sick of here. The Maisa. Put down the Sefer Ella Dal Amishal Alocha, the Amchai Kniyevsky, the Maisa, when he went to the mikvah, he'd wear his yarmulke until he went to the mikvah. Why? Because the sick of not armed. He had his yarmulke on. Until he went inside, he kept it on over here. He's like, at the end of the day, Chazal say, don't know. The Yamka makes you not Orem. Take the Muslim with it together. I say, when you have a Yamka, you're Shemai, you're not Orem. Go down. And then they, Pukhazi, mind the Abadabar, not everyone takes the Yamka to the Mikkel here. Maisa can say, number one, it's fluorescent. Number two, Cheshmal. Number three, glass. Number four, there's no Bayam, it's not a good thing, it's over here. Fine, but only the issue from Zama said, the whole is only Shloid Tzarek. You're welcome to Tzarek, the Maisa is no problem. It's Tzarek over here. The Maisa is not even a doctor upon this thing over here. Again, what a Yamka to the Mikkel.
It's just like a chayim.
In the water.
It sounds. It says until you get the water. Now, why the water works? It also covers you. The more brings down that you want to make a brach on it, right? You want to. That's the kisa itself. The water is the kisa. Even the clean water, you can see through. Not a big dirty water. Fine, that's one case in this part. Another case, also practically, the throwing down the idea of blowing out a candle. Can you blow out a candle, a match, a candle? Practical. My son, I'm nervous, I'm orbiting down. Why? The expression should not go do that. As nechbo. Oysa be drosha being down, as dumb beroisha. Rabbi and Bryce have brought down the cowboy. Both reasons, dumb beroisha and nechbo. So you have this thing that's you're responsible for killing yourself. The idea of epilepsy over here. Brought down as far as I've seen, saver after saver after saver. One English, a shabbat, the closer being down, the gate of dolo. Don't blow out the candle of dolo. The miracle of the says you can't blow it out. It is like cut over here. Hapniaski, all so nice to be down. There is a person should not blow out a candle. Now, first, let me blow out a candle. There are two ways to blow out a candle. You need to shake it, the wind blows it out, or your mouth blows it out. What do you mean by blowing it out? So, read this form very clear. I say the word a piv. Not blow out with your mouth, just make sure there's a Hapniaski like this and everything. The Maisi also says, get a dark case of piv, and Maisi with the wind, that Maisi is not a problem. Even so is Maisi, why that's so weird. They do bring down the gate to Neir Shabbos. Can you blow out the candle over there? Now, first, you like the Shabbos Neiris. You have the match in your hand. First, my chalikis are shuffling on the swarm. Does Isha blow out the candle or not? The match or not? Some say she lit Neir Shabbos. She mekabel Shabbos. She puts it down. I'll say no until she blows it out, makes a brach, and then she mekabel Shabbos. Each one to their own. Chatzi, chatzi. Now, can you blow it out? So I see numerous farming down, it's no problem to blow it out. Is not a problem. The only shell I have, and I see a shmiz go for an FGS, what mitzvah is there to blow out the candle, blow out the match? I have no idea what mitzvah is. What mitzvah is discussing blowing out the match over here? So he said, maybe it means, what an hogi is a klai, so let's put down Shulchan Aruch. He's supposed to light the candle earlier, make it easier for the ish light later on, then you have to blow it out. Maybe it means that blowing out Shem Mitzvah Dabara, when you prepare the candles for you, the Isha, to go light, the Hungry is supposed to singe the wick, make it easy to go light. Now, Bismana said, do we do that? It's Ramon Shukunar, I wanted to stop doing that. Makes it harder to go light. Maisa, I grew up a little bit, and I see the Chanish, and others also bring down Chanish and others afterwards, makes it harder. Again, others in Kabur told me, makes it easier. Maisa, my mother told me, sorry that way. Claim to be doing it, and my sister said, that way also, we don't do it anymore. So it's not a gear blowing out the candle, the gear to Erev Shabbos. You shouldn't blow the candle, not the match, just put it down. That's blowing out. You can shake it out of the match if you want, but not to blow it out of the mirror. The gear to Ne'er Abdullah, so the Chanke Yaski, and the Minigir Meister, it's not me, not to blow it out. You put it down in the wine over here. Which really leads to a hope that kids have, or when we are adults who act like kids, they give people a birthday cake. And have candles on it, and you make a wish, and you blow out the candles. So they get involved with two separate sugyas about the sanhoga in by people to blow out candles by birthday cake. So, where is this idea of having a birthday cake? So, it's very simple. It's brought down. The core of this idea is based upon the pagans, that means the during the olden times, they used to have a moon goddess called Aretimas, and therefore the cake is round, symbolizes the full moon over there. And therefore they put lights on top of the candle, why, to the light of the moon over there. And then they blow out the candle and make a wish to the goddess over there, the moon goddess over here, so she give you what you want. So in essence, so we have this round cake, symbolizes the moon over here, lights for the moon over here, and they're making a wish to a goddess. Doesn't sound too kosher. Maybe Bachelor later. The mice at the end of the day, the question here is two sugars. One sugar mitan chusay moisalechu. Chusay moisalechu. That means Shavuos is coming up over here. What's brought down Shulchan Aruch, Klal Yisrael should have trees in the house and a sub on the ground over there. The Maaseh the Goyim says mevak the minik. What's he said chusay moisalechu? Because machlekes Rishonim and place where the getter is. I think it's in Kofayin Ches maybe over the Kofayin Ches. Over the machlekes above versus the Goyim, what the getter chusay moisalechu is. The Goyim says the Gedder is anything that has the Shemitz of the Zara. Maisa Osir, again, we were first. We came first, we have Messiah bird, Mahalath that way. Maisa, the Locha is the Goyim have the trees in their house on Xmas. Again, we have the trees first.
Whereas Makashverish before, and I'm a certain place, so you should take out the trees, none of that, none of the trees, take out that stuff, not to have that. So, nothing to do against trees, look schemes at one to another. Two different hundreds of Chalice of Ashurus, stop it. Sounds shady, the Ramah says, no. If we have a good Makar, we have a good reason over here, that's not a problem here. The only thing we're coming to ask the same, Lois Aleichu, is when there's a Chayk, Blitam over here, Son and Sneas, and therefore there is no problem. Therefore, they get the Shurus, the Napa's Matina, why not have trees? What time in the Medrash? Why not have a Sultan over here? So they do want time maybe be Yuchad in Matan Torah. Most of the Torah, we take on the Chubbis, Apa, Peshwarfu, we took on the Goyin, come other times, don't take upon the Goyin. Fine, can't say. But they point out, blowing out candles, Sai Ramah, Sai Goyin, Sai Ramah, Sai Ramah says, there's no sort of no idea what he's doing, make you wish to who, to where. Is the tooth fairy over here? What's going on over here? Like, you know, what's this side of here? And then they kind of get a same way to life. However, that's blowing, making you wish. However, having the candles over there and the light and celebration, that is saying, the Chloe is green and the Ramol there. The Gren Lechora, the Gren do that. You should stay away from the Shemitah and Sarah. Mash Enkin, they get to the kids. It makes it exciting. They appreciate it. It's fun. You schmack over there. It's fine. There's a far to it. And we're not doing it for that far. We're not coming to do like the Gren. The one time, that depends upon the Gren with Ramol. The kids will leave that as being like the Ramol here. Now they go off the Gren. My Torah will go off to the kids of the Gren over here. But come out, blowing out a candle, no more by a sandalist lechel. A second thing that's warming down, that's a good nechel over here. Nechel, you buy out of course, never. It's a color here, not blowing candles over here. So, I'm not saying take away none of the candles by it. And if your kids, friends all have candles, do the same thing. If they don't have, don't do it. But don't make a wish over there, don't blow out the candles over there. Otherwise, again, two different things you have a problem.
Maybe
fine.
Kids don't ask that.
Sorry?
Maybe kids don't ask that candle.
Are you able to say? I know it says over there. They said mashma that way tomorrow, and mishma does not bring down that terrace. I mean, actually, it does bring down the terrace. No. Yeah, you have to say less lechem. No. Smashki is good about tashkis. That's the bug. See, she cut off your right arm, cut off your left arm. Yes, she cut off your left arm. I don't need a walk. You want to like, if she's a psycho. Well, mentorship, tomorrow we'll finish the sim and sip Volman Sim Zion.